Thank you for joining us live from Washington. I'm Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening,
Zimbabwe's universities and colleges in finance dire straits as government fails to deliver more than $60 million in unpaid fees for underprivileged students.
Not a single cent has been released to the state universities for operations. Not a single cent. This is basically where we are at the moment. We remain open, but we are under serious financial distress.
Police in Harare charge a local non-governmental organization for illegally conducting voter education ahead of elections expected to be held sometime this year.
That is to say that they are alleged to have conducted voter education without the authority or permission of ZEC, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission.
And the World Football Body, FIFA, says all Zimbabwean players, administrators and officials found guilty of participating in the Asiagate match-fixing scandal should submit their appeals May 23 to bring finality to the case.
The country's universities and colleges are in financial dire straits as government fails to pay them more than $60 million in backdated fees for underprivileged students under a scheme for the needy. Ivan Chifera has more details from the capital.
Higher and Tertiary Education Director for University Education, Martha Muguti, told Parliament's Higher Education Science and Technology Portfolio Committee universities in the country are struggling to cope as a result of the unpaid fees. She said the majority of students in universities and tertiary institutions are unable to pay tuition fees, adding even the few paying for themselves are struggling.
Government has been struggling to fulfill its obligation to students in higher and tertiary education. And I think everybody in this country knows that. We also do have some students whose parents or guardians pay fees on their own. But these are in the minority. And this is why today government owes us nearly $62 million in unpaid academic or tuition fees. That figure gives you some idea of government's direct involvement in the running of these institutions.
She said the non-payment of tuition has had a devastating impact on the institutions. Finance and Administration Director in the Higher Education Ministry, George Milton Chabururuka, explains that the amount owed to the ministry relates to 2012 only, adding the ministry has this year only received $750,000 for the cadetship scheme, which is way below what is required.
The budget statement given by the Minister of Finance and IBT was that in 2012, the government of Zimbabwe was wanting to introduce loans and grants where the government was going to get or the government was going to borrow or to secure $20 million from Barclays Bank and $10 million from ZB Bank, which was going to be used as a loan component, and the rest was going to be used in the form of cash. But that option did not materialize. That is the reason why, as of 31st December 2012, Minister of Finance owed Minister of Higher and Tertiary Education in excess of $64 million.
Muguti and Chabururuka said the ministry since the beginning of the year not received any funds for operations, and yet they have to provide $13 million for state universities and college salaries every month.
Since 1 January 2013, not a single cent has been released to the state universities for operations. Not a single cent. This is basically where we are at the moment. We remain open, but we are under serious financial distress.
Muguti said the ministry and universities are courting partners in the private sector to help improve their services to students and communities around them. She adds government must not only play hide and seek, but announce that it is failing to fund universities and encourage parents to take responsibility for their children's education as they do in preschools.
We haven't been told that government does not have the capacity to fully support students in higher and tertiary institutions. And as long as that is there, it's not very easy to get the parents to contribute. And yet, on the other hand, we all agree that education is a shared responsibility. But somewhere at the back of the minds of most of our parents, they're under the impression that government should assist them, government should be. Indeed, the government says we should not send students away.
It costs about $400 for tuition fees per semester for a student doing arts and more than $500 per semester for veterinary science and medicine. Some preschools charge more than $600 per semester. Muguti said in addition to tuition, students have to pay for accommodation and transport, adding this has forced students to squat in overcrowded conditions in high-density areas, with four or five students sharing a room, paying between $50 and $60 each. As a result, Muguti adds, students end up being abused. The finance ministry, however, says more than 70% of the country's budget is chewed up by salaries, affecting funding of other services such as education and health. Zimbabwe has 9 state universities, 8 polytechnics, 13 primary teacher training, and 4 secondary teacher training colleges. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.